Goats bleat. But a new study says not all on the same accent. Goats have accents, according to a new study from Queen Mary University in London. Now, a bleat from one group of goats sounds like this. But no other goat would apparently confuse that bleat with the accent of this goat. Any more than you'd confuse Kenneth Branagh with Billy Bob Thornton. Alan McKelligut is an associate professor at Queen Mary University in London, one of the authors of the study. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. No problem.
How do goats get different accents then?
So I guess what's happening is the various goat kids are calling at a similar pitch to the other kids that are in their social group. And so they have to listen out to the other individuals that are calling and modify their own calls according to what they're hearing themselves.
Are goats with different accents wary of each other? You know, hey, is there a goat equivalent of, you don't sound like you're from around here, buddy?
I guess the simple answer is we don't know, but it is possible that this is related to forming a sort of group identity where knowing members of your own group is actually important, and also knowing if other individuals actually don't belong to that group.
And this has implications beyond just goat accents, right?
The larger implications of this are that we've discovered another group of mammals with some evidence for vocal flexibility, because until now it's been limited to humans, bats, and dolphins, for example. So to find it in an animal species like a goat with a relatively simple vocal repertoire, I mean, goats only produce a couple of different types of calls. That's why it's particularly surprising. Finding a little bit of it in goats is very interesting. When humans first learned the ability to speak in the complex language we know now, that had to start off in our evolutionary history at some stage with very basic vocal flexibility.
We began at a much more primitive level, so we shouldn't feel too superior or too smug, I guess.
No, not necessarily. Or not at all, in fact.
I have to ask, with vast respect for what you do, I mean, do you turn to a woman at a pub and say, I research goat accents?
No, I tend not to talk about my work.
But you should be proud. This is interesting.
Well, if somebody asks me, but I mean, I spend all day, every day thinking about deer vocalizations and goat vocalizations. So when I go to the pub, I tend to talk about other things.
Alan McKelligut, Associate Professor at Queen Mary University in London. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.